Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever's on your mind. Once again, that toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. You know, those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Well, we do it for free, because that's the way a good radio show's website should be. So head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all that stuff on us. You know, last night, Mark, we started out the show with an update on the Katherine Johnston case out of Atlanta, Georgia. In case you didn't tune in, you may recall that 92-year-old Katherine Johnston had her door to her home kicked in by a police goon squad back in November. And she, of course, 92, probably doesn't have the best hearing, probably didn't have the best vision at the time, and it was 7 o'clock at night, and she was living in a kind of a bad area of town, so understandably, Ms. Johnston fired at the people that were coming in yelling and screaming into her house.
Right, sounds like an armed gang trying to home invade her.
It wouldn't have been unheard of in the neighborhood that she was living in. And she shot at this armed gang. Turned out the armed gang was the government, the police. And although Ms. Johnston didn't hit any of the cops, apparently the cops managed to hit themselves three separate times.
Nice.
Friendly fire, I suppose you should call that. And they did kill Miss Katherine Johnston, the 92-year-old woman who is a widow and was living on her own, didn't have any family to speak of. But that wasn't where the story ended. I mean, it would have been bad enough had it been a tragic death on the behalf of the police doing a no-knock drug raid, which is what the alleged reason was that they were there for.
And there's like 40,000 of these per year.
Right. That would have been sad enough. But in addition to all that, it turns out that they, first of all, while they had the right house, because a lot of times the police will just botch it up and they'll raid the wrong house, or they'll raid the house that's in the back and it should have been in the front, or the wrong side of the duplex, or just a house on the wrong street. These things have happened all in the past. In this case, they had the right house, but as it turns out, they had lied about who was actually living there in order to get the warrant that they had to do the raid.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they lie in order to get the warrant to do this particular raid, but as it turns out, new information has come out now that the police have admitted to planting drugs in the home. According to the Marijuana Policy Project, yesterday the Atlanta police provided even more horrifying evidence that the government's war on drugs continues to be a disastrous failure. The case involves Ms. Katherine Johnston, whose November 21st death was the result of a botched no-knock drug raid on her home. A search warrant stating crack cocaine was being sold in her apartment allowed the officers to cut through the burglar bars protecting Johnston's home and burst through her door without identifying themselves. Johnston, who lived alone, apparently mistook the plainclothes officers for intruders and fired on them.
Plainclothes.
Right. Fired on them with an old revolver her niece had given Johnston for protection in her notoriously dangerous neighborhood. She didn't hit any of the officers, but the police responded, firing 39 shots, killing Miss Johnston. I believe they hit her five or six times.
Gosh.
Of those 39, and apparently wounding three of their own. After her death in a fruitless search of her home, the officers planted marijuana to justify the raid. An excerpt from the AP article, or from an AP article, reveals the despicable depths to which the officers sank before, during, and after the raid.
Now, I have an article from Radley Balco that says they also planted cocaine.
Okay, that's news to me. The deadly drug raid had been set up after narcotics officers had said an informant had claimed that there was cocaine in the home. When the plainclothes officers burst in, they traded shots. Assistant U.S. Attorney said that although the officers found no drugs, one of the officers planted three bags of marijuana in the home as part of a cover story. Now, by the way, I'd like to point out that this isn't unheard of. This isn't something that you just see in the movies. It's not just something that you hear through the grapevine. This happens more often than you might imagine. Cops planting drugs on people's property, in their cars, in their homes, for the purposes of taking someone to jail.
Well, at that point, the way I would imagine the cops looked at it is like, oh, man, that lady's dead. Oh, well, we better cover our tracks.
Right. She's dead and we have no drugs.
Right. You know, they looked real bad. They pressured an informant to, give testimony that, or, you know, give an affidavit or whatever that he had, in fact, purchased cocaine there or that kind of thing. And they lied.
The informant, by the way, claims that he never purchased drugs there. And so maybe they even just made up the whole thing about the informant as well. And really, you know what? When police do a drug raid and drug bust, they're supposed to, I think by the book, confiscate all of the drugs and turn them all in to the evidence room. They've got to, you know, fill out paperwork saying how much drugs they found, and that's all going to get turned over to the evidence room.
Mm-hmm.
But how convenient that this particular cop just happened to have 3 bags of marijuana with him.
I wonder how he had it.
With which to plant in this woman's home. Now, did he make up the 3 bags of marijuana just before the raid, just in case they happen to not find anything? Or does he just always travel around with 3 bags of marijuana in his police car in the event that they would need it to plant on somebody? It would seem to be one or the other, right? Because you don't just, poof, make 3 bags of marijuana appear. You've got those things ready to rock and roll.
I would think so. I mean, it would make perfectly good sense to me. I can't imagine that he said, I wonder if this place won't have drugs, because obviously they thought it would. And, well, I can't imagine that he'd pack the marijuana up for that particular purpose. So
seems
he probably
unlikely.
Just keeps it with him just to toss down. How many other police do this?
That's a great question, Mark, and I don't know the answer.
You know, and I got to wonder, how about, suppose I get stopped on the side of the road. I'm a 35-year-old, white guy. I make pretty good money. I'm one of the respectables in society. Not that I deserve it, just sort of where I fall. Now, suppose some officer asks to shake down my car, and I say, no, you're not going to. It's my Fourth
Amendment. I don't consent to a search.
I don't consent to a search. It's my Fourth Amendment right to be secure in my persons and effects and all that good stuff, and you're not going to search my car. No, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't like that because, well, you know, police officers like to search cars, and they don't like to be told no. Well, suppose they get the canine out there and, you know, they... Let's just say, for the sake of argument, this canine's trained to, if he's given the right signal by the officer, to alert, even though there's nothing to alert on, because there's no drugs in my car.
Well, we had Barry Cooper, a former drug task force agent, on the show. He told us straight out that these dogs are trained to do just that. I mean, these trainers can very easily train these dogs to alert to certain subtle commands, and that will make them alert on your vehicle, even if there's nothing there. And if the dog alerts on the vehicle, then they supposedly have reason to search.
Right. Now, there's never going to be drugs in my car, simply because my wife is a former drug treatment counselor.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't going to happen. They shake down the car. I've been such a jerk in the process, because I'm going to be. You shake down my car for drugs. You get a drug dog to alert on my car. I'm going to be a jerk about it, because you're violating my Fourth Amendment, and you're lying, and you're just doing all kinds of things. You're abusing your power.
By this time, you've been detained, and they've got you back by their car, and you're not going to be able to watch what happens when they go through your car.
Right. So suppose that I've been such a jerk to these cops, that one of them decides, you know, I'm going to teach this punk a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already seen that at least one police officer in America, just one, carries around some drugs with him.
That's the one that we saw today.
Right, that's the one that we managed to find. And I would say that there's a good chance that there's a lot of cops out there, especially the ones that do these vice raids, that probably keep drugs around for just this
absolute
possibility. I don't know what the percentages are.
A few rocks of crack, a little bit of marijuana, whatever.
But I've definitely heard law enforcement officers out of their own mouths, you know, say that they plant evidence. So, I'm not saying every one of them
does. So then they search your car and they come out and say, oh, what's this, Mr. Edge?
Yep. And off I go to jail, me and my wife. Because, you know, one of us has to cop to it, right? One of us has to say,
that's mine.
Yeah, that's mine. So I either have to take the rap for my wife and be the big man about it, and then therefore...
Which would be stupid for you to say, by the way. You shouldn't say anything in that particular case.
It would really be dumb.
Yeah,
but,
keep your mouth shut.
You know, I don't want my wife to go to jail and have to deal with that stuff either.
Yeah,
so I'm really, really stuck.
Yeah, it's a bad situation. When you've got men with guns and power, and they're willing to do whatever it is that they... whatever they want to you, you know... you might just have to go to jail.
Power corrupts people.
It really does, and it's all about the war on drugs. None of this would have happened. Miss Katherine Johnston would still be alive today if there were no war on drugs. That is what the problem is. 800-259-9231. If you are a drug warrior, I want to hear from you, or you can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
we're here with you. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want toll free at 800 259 9231. That would be the Packet 8.net toll free line. And you can, by the way, join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. They are available for free on our website right there on the front page. In fact, the archives go back an entire year completely free for you at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the war on drugs and how it is resulting in the deaths of innocent people. Now, I don't think that was the original intention.
No,
the war on drugs started.
I think the idea was to stop people from using drugs that are damaging to them and their lives and families.
Well, I guess that was sort of the PR, if you will, the public relations of
sure.
the war on drugs. Of course, if you actually trace back the history of Prohibition, you can actually see that it had more to do with government and industry sort of working together in this mercantilist way to prohibit certain products from hitting the shelves, like products based out of hemp and that sort of thing. And they just happened to... Since hemp happened to have a drug component to it, since a marijuana plant has that sort of drug component to it, they used that to demonize it. But anyway, so that's the history. But the PR was that we're trying to save people from themselves. That was the idea. But now it's turned into something where everyone is in danger as a result of the war on drugs. You're either in danger from some crackhead crawling through your window in the middle of the night looking for whatever sort of jewels or cash he can get his hands on, or TVs or computers, that sort of thing. Or you're possibly in danger from some crack or cokehead breaking into your car in the middle of the night, maybe even stealing the whole car, taking it to a chop shop, or just taking your car stereo or whatever other valuables it might be laying around in order to go and pawn them so they can have some money to go and buy the drugs that they're looking for. You're either in danger from that, or you're in danger from the police kicking in your door in the middle of the night thinking that you're a drug dealer and shooting you when you're going to get your wallet, or when you're reaching over for your gun because you think that you're being assailed by some violent thugs in the middle of the night, which is what happened with 92-year-old Catherine Johnston in Atlanta. Of course, as it turns out, 92-year-old Catherine Johnston was not a drug dealer, nor did she even have drugs in her home. And it turned out the police lied about all the information they told the judge in order to get the warrant to search the house in the first place. And then after the fact, once the police realized they'd killed a 92-year-old woman in a botched drug raid, they planted marijuana to supposedly make it look all okay. Luckily, somebody decided to look a little bit closer in that particular case and discovered all of the improprieties that were going on, and now finally those particular cops are being brought up on charges. But those are just three cops, or a handful of cops, in an entire war on drugs that stretches across the entire country from coast to coast. In fact, it even goes outside of the borders of this country, all the way down to Colombia, where they're destroying people's crops, where they're harming farmers down, and in other countries, for the purposes of supposedly ridding America of the scourge illegal drugs.
As though America has any jurisdiction in Colombia.
Well, they don't have jurisdiction, but they've got helicopters and weapons. So apparently that is jurisdiction.
That's an invasion from the way I see it. But I imagine they probably have some level of acquiescence from the Colombian government.
I would guess they do.
Because they probably give them a buttload of our money.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, there's just point after point as to why this insane war on drugs needs to come to an end. But they keep pushing it. The government continues to push the same old propaganda, just with a new spin on it. In fact, there was a Reuters article that hit the news this past week that was a perfect example of just the sort of hack job spin that the government people, the anti-drug people, do. And this one, of course, is attacking marijuana. This is their favorite drug to attack.
Well, it's the easiest one to find.
Yeah, it's stinky, it's bulky,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of marijuana users. So you pull somebody over, you pull a carload of kids over, odds are good, somebody in that carload of kids is going to have some pot on them, because it's everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like every single carload of kids has marijuana in it, but...
Pull over enough of them, I bet you'll find some.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll take too many carloads.
No, I don't think it does.
So, Washington, Reuters, the marijuana being sold across... This is a total scare tactic article, and we will dissect it piece by piece. The marijuana being sold across the United States is stronger than ever, which could explain a growing number of medical emergencies that involve the drug. Government drug experts said on Wednesday, analysis of seized samples of marijuana and hashish showed that more of the cannabis on the market is of the strongest grade, said the National Institute for Drug Abuse. They cited data from the University of Mississippi's Marijuana Potency Project showing the average levels of THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, in the products rose from 7% in 2003 to 8.5% in 2006.
Now, I don't know how drugs were, how marijuana was smoked in the 60s. I wasn't around in the 60s. Mm-hmm. I was born in 1971. But and I certainly don't remember marijuana being, my parents wouldn't have ever smoked marijuana. But let's just say for a second that marijuana is three times as potent now as it was in the 60s. Let's give them that point. I don't know that it's true. I don't know that it's not.
Well, they're claiming here that it was 3.5% in 1988. So at least from the 80s, it's doubled.
Doubled. Okay. Let's give them that point because I know that grains produce more. The corn plants produce more now than they used to.
Mm-hmm.
They've made, you know, they've just through selective breeding and
there's hydroponic growing,
all that stuff. They make plants more productive. Well, you had to eat more the produce of more corn plants to get full back then than you do now. I would say that, I would just venture to say that people probably aren't getting more stoned than they were in the 60s. I think in the 60s, they were just smoking more marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Like they would take, instead of one or two hits off of a joint, they would take 10, they'd smoke the whole joint.
I don't know, I wasn't around back then, but if you were, you want to comment 800-259-9231. Though, from the old school hippies that I've talked to, they had some great pot back then, too. Maybe there wasn't as much of it back then. I don't really know. And I don't think they were categorizing it and I don't know how they determined the THC content, whatever right. That process is, dissolving the THC out or something like that. They were doing that back in the beginning of the war on drugs. So I don't think they really even knew what the percentages were back then. But either way, it's a non-issue. If it's true that the THC content of marijuana has tripled since the 60s, let's just go ahead and give them that. If it's true, then that's not a bad thing. It's, in fact, a good thing. Because when people smoke marijuana, there's a certain plateau that you reach where you can't get any higher. You just can't.
Okay.
You'll get sleepy and you'll pass out, if anything.
It's true, you can't overdose on marijuana and die.
You'll get sick of smoking. I mean, there's a certain point where you just won't be able to smoke anymore. It'll just be ugh, you've had too much. And so, basically, the fact that, if it's true, that marijuana is of a higher potency today, simply means that one need to smoke less marijuana in order to achieve the desired effects. But yet their scare tactics will continue, and we'll point that out here in a few moments. 800-259-9231. Want to hear from a drug warrior, if you're out there, someone who thinks that marijuana should stay illegal, because I think that not only should marijuana be made legal, but all of the other drugs should be re-legalized as well. 800-259-9231. Do you disagree? This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMincorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMincorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet. Oops. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. New phone sponsor, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, 1,300 pages, actually, created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
As the government continues its scare tactic campaign against marijuana, we'll go into more details on this article. They're making more claims about how it's more stronger than ever. It's more potent than ever. And we'll get to that. But first, your calls. Looking for a drug warrior. Ladies first. Of course, let's go to the phones and talk to Lisa in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, good. Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm actually not a warrior. I agree with you. I am for the legalization of drugs,
excellent.
As you say, for all drugs. You know, it's kind of ridiculous when we've got things out there that are legal that are more potent and harmful to us than the things that are non-legal.
You mean like alcohol and cigarettes?
Oxycontin, alcohol, cigarettes. I mean, I think more people are addicted to prescription drugs these days than anything else.
And, you know, as sad as it might be to be addicted to prescription drugs, you know, it doesn't crack the world wide open. It doesn't affect my life. I mean,
exactly.
It's a personal tragedy.
If Rush Limbaugh wants to take Oxycontin until his head flies off, it doesn't change my life.
Exactly. It doesn't. What you do personally does not affect my life. So why should they be so concerned about what you're doing. I mean, next, what do they want to do? Make cheating on your wife or your husband illegal and go after that? I mean, it's your decision. Do what you want to do.
Personal choices that don't affect or that don't harm others should not be made illegal. And it's just sad that in this country, the government is throwing 1.5 million people per year. That's more than the population of some of our states. They're throwing 1.5 million people per year into jail cells because they had some drugs on them. They had some pot or some cocaine or ecstasy or something like that. And these are people who aren't harming others. If they're stealing, if they're hurting, then that's one thing. Then they should go to jail for that. But for taking drugs, absolutely not.
Yes, and all that money that they're spending on this war on drugs, why are they not spending it on things, you know, the hunger that's going on out here, the homelessness that's going on out here? And what is it, a while back, I want to go maybe 10 years ago, they used to have the We Three festivals, and they were talking about if they were making pot legal and all the farmers that could no longer grow crops on their land were growing it and taxing it, how we could be out of a national debt. And I think they were saying 5-point-something years.
Oh, I think that the politicians would figure out a way to keep us in debt.
Yeah. I agree with you there. But, I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. And we don't spend on that. Hello? I might be leaving you.
Okay, I think we are back here. I don't know. We were having some technical difficulties. If Lisa is still there,
time for your final thoughts, Lisa.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. No, I just wanted to say, you know, keep going. I think you're right, and I think they just need to stop wasting the money.
Will do. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Cindy in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Cindy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have an opposing view. I grew up in the 60s, and I was part of that generation that really cracked the shell on drug use, and we were very free-spirited folks. And I consider myself to still be very free-spirited. But I think that it's extremely naive to think that people who do things, as you stated, privately, that they don't impact you. They do indeed impact you. They impact you economically. They impact you behaviorally. And, you know, they say, I disagree with the way our country is handling the war on drugs. It's not a war on drugs. It's just a lot of baloney. But I'm telling you that there are people in 12-step programs who are fighting for their very lives. And their first drug of choice was marijuana. Now, if we want to legalize it, tax it, and make it medically available like a lot of other things, there'll still be people that will abuse it. But I think to say, hey, it's okay, just smoke a little pot is ridiculous. I've had 3 children go through treatment, and one of them twice, to the tune of $36,000, and he still uses pot. You know, so it is a very strong addiction, and it is addicted. I mean, it's affected his short-term memory, his academic performance, his work performance. I just think it's naive to, you know, throw everybody in the sausage grinder and say, hey, it doesn't impact me, because it does.
Well, I understand that you're talking about the addiction, and when I think about addiction to marijuana, I immediately jump to the addiction of cigarettes. I mean,
Absolutely. Is it
really a sausage grinder, and do you want to put people in jail that smoke cigarettes?
Well, I smoke cigarettes. You know,
okay.
I don't think but that is...
Well, she doesn't have a problem, Mark. It's the marijuana users that have a problem.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I do have a problem. I have a horrible addiction to tobacco. In fact, I'm sitting outside a gas station right now to go get some cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
But cigarettes are legal. I do pay the tax on them. I do not steal them. I do not go to work because of cigarettes. You know, there's a whole spectrum of behavioral things that happen when you abuse any drug, whether it's legal or illegal.
Well,
I propose
to make marijuana legal so that all the problems of, incarceration and all the money that people have to spend on probation and all that nonsense, all that would go away.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure that I disagree with that part of your argument, but I don't think that making it legal is going to solve the problem of it being what truly is a gateway drug for... You know, I don't think we should put anything in our bodies, and had I known when I was 13 or 14 and started smoking, you know, Parliaments or whatever they were, that I was going to be 54 now and still addicted to tobacco and struggling with that, thought I would have done it in the first place, but I did not know. We have a lot of information about drug abuse now that is public knowledge, and I think that it's idiotic of the government to take the approach that they do, but just to randomly say, you know, blatantly, well, let's just legalize drugs and that solves the problem. I don't know that that solves the problem. I think that it compounds it. That's okay.
Talk Live. Hopefully we are back.
We're good.
Hopefully. We're having serious ISDN troubles tonight. Thought that we'd had that ironed out earlier this week. And I don't know if Cindy is still there. If we can bring her back. Cindy, we're so sorry. We've been having some communications issues here in the studio. Are you still there?
That's okay. I am here.
Okay. We missed, like, whatever it was that you were just saying.
Yeah,
so
whatever the final point on tobacco versus marijuana was.
Yeah, if you could just recap
us. I guess what I was saying very quickly was that, you know, had I known it when I was 13 or 14 and smoking cigarettes for the first time, that I'd still be struggling when I was 54 with a tobacco addiction that has affected my health, I would have thought twice about it. And, you know, it doesn't stop people when they're young necessarily, because we're all naive and we think we're immortal. But there's a much better way to handle this quote-unquote war on drugs and what the government is doing, other than just legalizing it and thinking that's going to solve the problem. I just strongly disagree.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodcraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodcraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodcraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, apparently full of technical difficulties tonight. So if you're still bearing with us out there, thank you for staying tuned for all this garbage. We had an issue. What was it, Monday? I guess it was Monday. We had a very similar problem on Monday where our ISDN line was just dropping out.
Right, and I thought it was heat in the equipment. So, we got a cooler thing for it. And
got an air conditioner.
Right.
And I didn't run the air conditioner all day today because it was 66 degrees in here.
Mm-hmm.
And we started having the trouble when it was 76 degrees. This was on Monday night. It was 76 degrees in the studio. It was much hotter over by the equipment rack. And so I figured, well, obviously it's way too hot for it. But I didn't think 66 would be a problem. By the time the show got rolling, it was at around 70. And so I've got the AC unit cranking on the rack right now. Hopefully that'll keep it under control. If not, we're going to switch to our emergency backup system, and hopefully we'll continue bringing you programming for the next 2 hours. But we're talking about the war on drugs, and unfortunately we lost Cindy. She was pointing out, though, just to recap what I heard of her call. Half the time our connection was down, so we only heard some of it. And, okay.
She was comparing, I sort of asked her about the differences between tobacco being legal, marijuana being illegal. You know, it's kind of strange that tobacco is so much more addictive and causes so many more health problems than marijuana does, but it's legal. Like many people, the mind-altering aspect of marijuana bothers them, but you only have to go to another legal substance to look at mind-altering aspects. Think about alcohol, how mind-altering that is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not only is it mind-altering, but it makes people want to fight. Nobody wants to fight on marijuana.
If you talk to the cops, they'll tell you, I mean, an honest cop will tell you that if he gets called to a domestic dispute, you know, 99% of the time, it's somebody that's been drinking.
Yeah.
And never have they, there's this guy that testified in front of the New Hampshire House, a police officer with 8 years street experience, essentially saying he'd never been called to a domestic dispute where marijuana had just finished being smoking. So that wasn't the issue.
Right.
And also, Cindy pointed out that, she'd had, I don't know if it was her brother, again, I didn't hear the entire call, unfortunately, but she pointed out that she knew somebody that had a problem. We'll be right back. says we're back. Hopefully we are back. I'll keep pushing through here. I mean, we're going to try to get the backup thing set up. I don't have a producer to run around and do my tasks for me here, so I pretty much have to do it myself. Anyway, so
we were talking about being a gateway drug, and I think...
Television. So, obscenity, I believe, has to do with excretory functions, like things you do in the bathroom, and also sexual behaviors. Very explicit descriptions of sexual behavior. Yeah, describing sexual behavior for the purposes of titillating, for the purposes of pandering. That's generally considered obscenity. Now, indecency is a step back from that, in that you can talk about, they still don't really want you talking about excretory functions.
No,
they get very
like
upset
that.
About that sort of thing, even though we're all humans and we all do,
all
these
do that. And why anybody would want to listen to such programming is beyond me, but...
And so they still don't want you pandering in that way, but they will allow you to talk more about sex after a certain point at night. But you still can't really pander. You still can't
whatever that means.
Titillate.
Right.
So I'll
and
try
not,
to get you.
They're not as clear as they as it would be really nice if they would be clear, and they're not.
And it all has to do as far as whether or not you are being indecent or obscene has to do with community standards, which of course doesn't really mean anything either. So it's a very nebulous definition, which essentially leaves it open for anyone who's offended to complain. And if the people are offended, complain to the FCC. The FCC looks at all the complaints and determines, by whatever criteria, as to whether or not there have been indecent or obscenities, indecencies or obscenities on the air, and then it levies fines against the companies.
Do people not know that they can just pick up the TV remote and switch the channel? There's a V-chip on almost every TV out there. You just have to set it, and it'll censor that stuff out.
Well, they certainly know that. But remember, this is the society where everyone's looking to get offended by something, and they want to get offended so they can get outraged and get upset and get some publicity for their parents' group, like the Parents Television Council, for instance. Let's go on. The FCC already has the legal authority to issue fines, or forfeitures, that can be well into the millions of dollars, depending on how the issue's framed. It could fine a broadcast station, say, $30,000 for airing a film the FCC generally considered indecent, which, by the way, I think he's wrong about that. I believe they raised that number to $300,000.
$350,000.
Yeah, I think it was somewhere in there. Anyway, or the FCC could choose to issue a fine for each indecent utterance or act of violence. That same broadcast could cost the station untold multiples of that $30,000 fine. The government might do that because it owns the airwaves on behalf of the public. It grants licenses,
Yay.
Or so it claims. It grants licenses to broadcasters to use frequencies. The FCC also might punish by revoking a license, effectively terminating the business. But the FCC offers no explicit examples of what is indecent. It claims to know it when it sees it. With no real standards, and the real possibility that anything could be ruled indecent, how can any broadcaster operate without fear of being fined and shut down? Morality in Media, a national nonprofit interfaith organization whose mission is to combat obscenity and uphold decency standards in the media, has been pushing for this violence as indecency standard since 2004. In an interview with this columnist, President Robert Peters was more than happy to share his vision of a broadcast and cable TV world cleansed of violence. By the way, you know, there are plenty of television networks that you can choose as a individual who's concerned with violence and sex.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Trinity Broadcasting Network, the 700 Club. There are a variety of different Christian broadcasters out there that I guarantee you tune in and you'll see some pretty clean content. But no, it's not good enough that they have their own channels. It's not good enough that there are people that are creating programming specifically for people that are interested in nonviolent and non-sexual content. They want everyone to have the same content. They want everyone to be under these restrictions.
So is this just for cable and broadcast, or does it go into satellites as well?
They don't mention satellites here at this point.
So I guess some people are going to be switching over then.
Probably, and of course that'll just give them an excuse to
go after satellites.
Well, what about the simulated violence of a popular television show such as CSI, Crime Show? He says that'll be a good place for the FCC to take a hard look, says Mr. Peters. He also says that scenes from Hollywood, such as a slow-motion decapitation, aired especially during a TV ratings sweeps period just to grab viewer attention, could fit well within the definition of indecency. He says, quote, "It's to protect the public. We don't want to see a reenactment of decapitation." Well, wait, what if I do want to see it? He says, well, children might see it. What if children see a decapitation on television? What'll happen? What happened to their little minds?
Well, it looks like they didn't have responsible parents to turn the V-chip on.
Apparently not.
I don't know what's going to happen to their little minds. Maybe they'll find out that violence is bad, disgusting, and horrifying. I mean, I don't know. It's difficult to say. I doubt they're going to crack.
What about an actual beheading in a story about a news story about Iraq, for instance? Could that be considered indecent? Oh, definitely, says Peters. Even in a newscast, a real beheading can be indecent. Is this titillation or just for the ratings? A dork thinks that just because there's a First Amendment, it's okay to do anything possible. Determining indecency in newscasts would depend on how the story was handled, he says. So what about boxing, ultimate fighting, stage professional wrestling, football? He says, I could envision it being indecent. I would not have
this
an absolute exemption for sports programs.
Well, let's put him in charge.
1-800-259-9231. What do you think about this guy? Yeah, you know what? This is the kind of guy that some people would like to put in charge of the FCC. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. The police state on the way. Free
DVD, books, news, DVD, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.